there? No, it's on back from the beaches. But there's a lot of water standing there too. But
I don't know.
Okay. Now,
I don't live close to the water.
Yeah.
I don't want that. I've got to get all the water I want.
Now, what are some different kinds of soil that you have, that you might have in a field?
Well, some places it's the kind of land you got. If you got a white sand or just plain dirt, no, or you didn't have a clay. That's hard work, hard ground.
And well, suppose it was part sand and part clay. What would you have a name for that?
I would.
Okay. And now, suppose that you had some land that was a bit swampy, and you wanted to, you know, get some of the water off so you can cultivate it. What would you do to the land to get
well,
you'd
have to get a bulldozer.
Uh-huh. What would they do?
They just dig in and drain it so they got the water out. I'll fill it in with it.
Uh-huh. If they're getting the water out, you say they're doing what?
Filling it whole up.
No, I'm sorry. Instead of filling it up, if they're digging something so the water will come out, you say they're doing what?
Draining.
Okay. And what would you call the thing that you dug? Okay. What about something to be big enough that they might dig like between some up a river, between some rivers that a barge could go in, could be man-made? What would you call one of those?
Boat?
Something the boats could go on, uh-huh.
Barges.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You
know, what would you call the thing that you would dug that they could dig with these big bulldozers and things? That would fill with water and boats could go on.
I don't know. They had a big old wheel up there that turns the water and pushes the boat. I don't know much about all that kind of
animal. Now, what about it? Like say in the woods or in a field, it might be a deep, narrow valley cut by a stream, you know?
Yeah.
It might be about 10 feet deep and 10 feet across, you know, it'd be pretty steep. What would you call one of those places?
Call it a spring, I reckon.
Okay. But what about where the water flows through there, you know?
Running stream.
Okay. But what about the place that the land's cut out, you know? No. Okay. And now what about if there's been a heavy rainfall and rain's cut out a channel across the road or a field? You call that place a what? That the rain's cut out just from raining so hard.
They cut it off where it wouldn't run some other way.
Well, what would you call the place where it had cut it out?
Ditch.
Okay. Okay. Now, what do you call a small stream of water?
Stream.
Okay. Is there anything smaller than that?
Nah, but a spring.
Uh-huh. Or what about, now what's there between a stream and a river? What are some different size things?
It's just different size.
Uh-huh. What are some different names they have?
A lake.
Or what, I'm talking about flowing water though, you know.
Oh.